You're listening to Give Zero, where everything matters but your feelings.
Hi, everybody. It's your buddy, JB, your humble host of America's number one third-rate podcast, Give Zero. We have a bit to unpack tonight. We're going to talk about ugly.
Now your host who gives absolutely zero fucks, Joey Brudo.
If you may remember, a couple of episodes back, I spilled my coffee during the intro and got it all over the desk and my notes and such. Tonight, not only, again, did I not spill my coffee, that's two in a row, I'm very proud of myself, I am playing the sophisticate. I have a napkin, and I dabbed the corners of my mouth before I went on with you. So I hope you appreciate my manners. So, welcome to Give Zero. For those of you that are new here, welcome aboard. For our faithful, loyal, third-rate audience out there, I certainly love and thank you. And as you should know by now, to all of you, welcome. Glad to have you here. Get the housekeeping out of the way first. You can find us on all the major platforms out there. However you're listening to us now is just fine. But you can also find us. Our big one's iHeartRadio. iHeart, we do very, very well on iHeart. And it's not the number one app that most of you have installed. So we just have a really powerful iHeart audience. So thank you guys for having us. We're glad to be here with you. And we're really glad to have you with us. But you can get it on all the major, there's 19 or 20 of them. I'm not going to go through the list. You can find us on our home on the web at giveszero.com. You can message me there if you like. Just go on there. Or if you know where I'm at on Truth Social or the Tweety, Twitter today, as of late, drop me a line. Say howdy. I don't bite. I'm a pretty friendly soul. Friend or foe, I'm open ears to all that are offering intelligent conversation. I'm always for that. And we always have our drinking ritual as we go engage. So I have with me, of course, my black coffee. And you can get coffee mugs at the website too. So givezero.com, you can order a Give Zero mug. They're kind of, some are kind of funny, some are kind of crass, but it's really cool to have one. So if you got your beer, your wine, gin, your vodka, your beer, your mead, your whatever you got, rum, vodka, whatever you got, White Claw, Zima, you grab it up right now and let's all drink and partake together. If you're one of those people that likes to roll up a little something special, go out on the back deck and fire that thing up, you do that, be my guest. You just don't hurt an animal or a kid and you're okay. My books are here. We go on three. One, two, three. All good stuff. Let's go. One, two, three, go. Good stuff. I do that pretty good from memory. I can rattle it off pretty quickly. So after a couple hundred episodes or whatever we got out there, you get good at stuff. So I want to us hold hands and embrace this subject together because we're gonna be adults tonight. We're gonna talk about adult things. The subject in our face. Let's get this out of the way. There's no Trump indictment this week. So that's not there. So, what you have and you don't have that's a damn shooting. Freaking shooting. So I'm not going to go into this like you've been under a rock and go through the details. You know about the Christian school, the Christian school that was shot and three adults were killed and 3 9-year-old children. The rub out there for those that get their butt hurt real bad. Not that that shouldn't hurt your heart because children were killed. And I don't want to be callous because things like this usually are so there that oftentimes I see this in the news and sadly, I roll my eyes and go, what next? this one's stuck and struck in me for some reason, even before I heard some of the details about it. I have a granddaughter. I have two granddaughters, but my eldest granddaughter is 15. I mean, me and her are talking about going out and practicing driving, okay? And children, when they're that age, and she's certainly not a child, you know, she wears big girl clothes, big girl underwear, everything, you know, hair, makeup, the whole deal. But, you know, it wasn't but a stone's throw ago. I remember her being 8 and 9 years old, that age, and wanting, going out of her way to want to hop up on the couch and cuddle up with me and watch television. Of course, now she's a big girl. You don't do that now. But, you know, then I remember that. And I remember that vividly. And I have two daughters that are my daughters. That I certainly remember those times with. So there's something special about the age of 9, 8, 9, 10 years old, where it is the dawning of their own reality and their own selves a lot. It's a very delicate and precious age. And so this one stuck hard with me when I first heard of this Monday. And then we find out that the shooter was a girl, transgender, pretending to be a guy. She won't, you know, doing the guy thing, but she's a girl. And I referred to her only as that the whole time. And I've watched the bumper car news and everybody else try to work their way around calling the shooter a he or they, them, or whatever tomfoolery they've got. There's a lot of slicing and dicing that goes on with stuff like this. And, of course, the powers that be. You know, forget the kids. Forget the Christian school. Forget all that. Let's just talk about banning guns, because that's what you always do in a situation like this. You know, the fact that, you know, there's 500,000 guns legally owned in this country by a population of well less than that. About it's, what is it, average? I forgot. But it's like about every other household on average has a gun. Not, of course, every other one, because some people have dozens of firearms, if not more. But on average, there it is. And, you know, and there's probably a trillion rounds of ammo out there, or at least billions of rounds of ammo in private hands. And, of course, my mind goes to the normal wash of things. It's like, you know, you hear this all the time. It's the same as politicians talking about yanking Social Security every time they, you know, someone's elected. You know, they're going to push grandmama off a cliff and nobody's going to have Social Security because, you know, that other politician that's running against me is going to take it from you. All this. Well, it's the same thing with guns. There's a Second Amendment for that. No one's ever talked about in all this slicing and dicing about amending the U.S. Constitution. And the Second Amendment is a beautiful thing because it's self-serving. It services itself. You get to keep the Second Amendment because you have a Second Amendment, and that's a self-solving problem. Our framers of the Constitution were brilliant in doing it that way. The problem that comes to my mind, and the issue that I have that comes to my mind, is that we refuse to have, and no one ever does have, the real conversation that is oftentimes brought up when they start talking about, you know, gun grabbing, is that, you know, it's not the gun. I did an episode, one of my early episodes in this show, and it's not a great one, so don't go back looking for it, but I literally took my handgun out. Excuse me for clearing my throat. There, that should do it. Sorry. That I literally took my handgun and I unholstered it, but it was chambered, safety off, laid it on the desk right here beside me while I did the show, taunting the gun. I was daring it to shoot me. I called it every gun name, talked about its mama, everything you could think of, and the silly thing did not fire at me. It was the darndest thing. The gun just would not shoot me or anything else. It just wouldn't. It just sat there like, I don't know, a crazy inanimate object, and it just wouldn't kill anything. Pathetic excuse for a gun, because that's what guns do. They go around and they kill things. It's never the nut job with a finger on a trigger that does it. And I don't want this show to be that because it is so obvious. School shootings have happened before. Sadly, it's nothing new. But they didn't historically happen in this nation. They've become more and more frequent. Just like the trans movement and bringing young children into this is accelerating. Now, the reason I bring this up is this. All these subjects are fine. All these subjects are worthy of discussion. I'm sorry, I'm a Second Amendment guy. I'm always armed. I've always been that way. Never shot anybody. Because my gun is a shield, not a weapon. It's not meant for advancing. It's not meant for offense. It is meant for defense. Not just of myself and those that I care about around me. It could be in the defense of an innocent bystander that finds themselves in a bad spot one of these days. That's the reason the majority of people carry a gun, and for legal license trained gun carriers, that's the only reason they carry one, whether that enemy be foreign or domestic, period. And that point, while it can be debated and talked about, again, I'm always open for rational conversation, it as a factual point cannot be denied. Because with as many gun owners as there are in the U.S. and as many weapons as there are in the U.S. and as much ammunition as there is in the U.S. in the hands of private citizens, that if guns were the problem, we would all be dead by now. Absolutely dead. And that hasn't happened. To kill someone in self-defense, even in self-defense, has got to be a hollow, hard feeling inside your gut. Because sane people have a regard for life. Sane people have regard for the lives of others. It is people that are insane that plan murder of any kind, baseball bat, stick, hammer, rock, gun. And whenever you combine insanity with firearms, coupled with a disregard for life, hello, shooting 3 9-year-olds, you've got a mess. You've got a massive, massive mess. So here's where I go with this. We have raised a generation or two with participation trophies. Whether they realize it or not, because it's the world in which they were born, they don't have the luxury of being born in the world that I was born in. I remember Vietnam, Iraq and Iran wars. And I have had friends that were maimed or killed. And I grew up off the advent of radio with a black and white television. I remember us getting our first color television. I also remember being raised in a house that had no central heat nor air. It had a fireplace and it had a window unit for air. That's how you stay warm, and that's how you stay, you know. It's how you functions, how you did your thing. And so I watched the miracles of television come about. The miracle of push-button telephones. Then the wireless phone in the home. Then a wireless phone for your car, a bag phone. Then finally cellular type service with little flip phones. And then the smartphone, as TVs got flatter and flatter and bigger with more vibrant colors. I went from album to reel to 8-track to cassette to compact disc to an MP3 player. I've seen a lot of change. A lot of change in politics, a lot of change in the world in general, sports, food, you name it. But the past couple of generations, they don't realize that they live in a magical world. How easy they have it. They've never had to hunt or kill for their own food. They've never had to do anything past 10-15 minutes from their house. And if they did, they would drive one of the multiple cars in their driveway to go to it. Go to Walmart, instantly pick up most anything you need to run a household. You could be flat-footed broke in your first empty apartment, and $100 bill later, well, you got some cheap cutlery and some other things for your kitchen, a few TV dinners. Hell, you probably throw a microwave in there and still not break your budget. Some clothes, some underwear, some laundry detergent. A few towels and a washcloth and some Windex and a roll of paper towels and toothpaste, and you're about set up. This is the world they were raised in. With a device in their hand that they could talk to anybody in the United States, at least, long distance, even Alaska and Hawaii, and not have to dial a special code to dial long distance, nor pay extra for long distance. Hell, they can see them face to face and talk with them. They're living Dick Tracy and the Jetsons and Star Trek all rolled into one. But they've taken all that connectivity with their internet and everything else. Even during COVID. And they got buried further and further inside the worldwide reach of something. But somehow they lost their touch with humanity. The importance of the people on the other end of it. They could just be keyboard warriors and say whatever they want. And at some point you lose that humanity. And at some point you lose that ability to think of anything but oneself, because you're the only real thing in your world anymore. And when you start doing that, you start making God in your own image. To the point where you become your own little narcissistic god of yourself. And most people really don't like themselves. Now, when I say that, I don't mean that they don't love themselves, have self-love. I'm pretty comfortable in my skin. But they don't understand adversity and how to deal with it. And so if they decide that they just need their hair colored purple, orange, and green just to do something weird. Well, okay. But then everybody did that, so I'll pierce a nose. Well, everybody else does that, so I'll get a neck tattoo. Or I'll do this, or I'll do that. They're trying to struggle to find their own identity to be unique in a world of the sameness while never being truly emotionally one-on-one vibe attached to those around them. They lose their humanity. And they become the greatest and most important thing in their own universe. I am a Christian, and I don't believe that. I don't believe in that kind of thinking. And it's not the color hair or the tattoos. I have one daughter. She loves tattoos. She has them all over. My sweet granddaughter, who I talked about you all ago, the 15-year-old, she's tried every hair color that there is. But I know that I am not the end-all, be-all in a universe that I don't understand a lot of anyway. That I am imperfect, and that my golden rule says that I must do unto others as I would have them do to me. So when you have that kind of belief and that kind of foundation, it tends to make you think twice before you do something dumb, especially where others are concerned. You wanted to go do something stupid and hurt yourself, knock yourself out. But make sure you're not hurting others, physically, emotionally, anything else. It's important. Because there is a God, and that God expects me to be a model of Him as best I can, imperfect as I am, but as best I can. Because God loves all of us, each of us, and I should be worthy of that. And I should do that in kind by trying not to be an ass and to think about something besides myself. Because thinking about only yourself can make you very, very dangerous. When you are the penultimate thing in your own world, and you've decided that you're going to act and be a certain thing, like, I'm not a girl, I'm a boy. Now, God or no God, you're talking about the actual built-in genetic wiring of who and what you are, period. It is the ultimate definition of self-loathing. It is the ultimate action of self-loathing. And as a narcissistic trait, since everything is always everybody else's fault when you're a narcissist, and you're surrounded by people who pet on that and feed that participation trophy to you more and more, and in your little handheld device, you find more and more like you or it being promoted to your face, that whenever other people who are doing nothing more than paying attention to reality, not attacking you as a person, but literally trying to point out reality so you don't go further down your own rabbit hole, if you're a powder keg already, and you're that emotionally fragile already, and there's nothing more than you that matters, it's not hard to see how someone who self-worships themselves and their own thinking and their own ilk like that can run and go sideways and do something stupid to children whose belief system is couched hard in a reality where they themselves admit they aren't perfect and that there is a God above them. And that is what has happened. There is a vengeful note in my head because harming children is an ultimate sin to Christian. Christ himself said, you're better off having a millstone tied around your neck and to be cast into the ocean than to hurt one of my children. And the distinction to this whole thing is this. So the woman who did the shooting, her friends thought that she was suicidal. and some text or some message that she had sent before it happened. What really chaps my ass is that a suicidal person with a gun can handle that pretty easily. You just shoot yourself. Just shoot yourself. And that would have never made the news. If anything, they would have said, the poor trans person was so emotionally beaten up by the mean world and the people that wouldn't respect them for who they feel like they are on the inside that she had to shoot herself. No, instead, she goes and she kills children. And the crazy thing is the people that support that horse shit are petting all over her and the trans community. Without a mention of the children. And rather than point out that failing, we'll just talk about gun grab again, because that's always our go-to. That is a sad, sad, sad state of affairs. This show prides itself on not pulling punches. It is not politically correct. Because I don't have allegiance to any party or any public figure or anything at all on this show. I care a lot about people. Bad as I hate to admit it, I give more than zero when it comes to people. Even to the trans community out there. All people. But let's call it what it is. This is a struggle between the forces of good and evil. To take a tortured soul that doesn't know God, that sees themselves as a God, that has been pandered to by politicians, businesses, public figures and characters in social media and in the news, that have played along with this charade, thus amping it, thus making it spread, thus building a medical community that wants to go and give medication to children to muck with their development. That is nothing but satanic. And so I want all of you to listen out there, especially the trans community. I want you to listen. And if this makes your stomach double up and buckle and makes you spit when I say this, then there's your problem. God made you and God loves you. You are being led astray by those that want nothing but horror for your soul. It's not the gun. It's not anything. It is that you have been told and manipulated and lied to and been fed your weakness, and it has allowed you to walk yourself, and that will always be you. It will never be the others. It won't be the doctors. It won't be your parents. It won't be your teachers. It won't be anything else. It'll always be you. That's how evil works. You have walked your soul down a dark, dark, dark path. There's not a God-fearing person, Christian, that wishes any harm on you. And to prove that point, I'll do this. Over the next several days and weeks, you'll see plenty of those rainbow flags a-flying. Which, by the way, was God's sign to Noah that he wouldn't destroy the world with water ever again. You'll see those rainbow flags a flying. But you sure won't see anybody be putting out Christian iconography, the Christian flag or anything else in remembrance of those three girls and those three teachers. You won't see it. You won't see it. And that's something worth thinking about very, very, very hard. I pray for you like I pray for everybody else. But I'm telling you, you are on a road to destruction. And not by the hands of anyone but yourselves and Satan. Stop what you're doing. This is your buddy JB for Give Zero. God bless you all. Good luck, America.
Castles in the sky, the moon under my feet.